From KUOW, It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman with Ross Reynolds. You've probably heard this term farm to table. It's when chefs and local growers collaborate to bring the freshest local produce to restaurant tables. Seasonal food ends up on your plate and you're the winner. Kurt Timmermeister has taken farm to table to a whole new stratospheric level. You might call it farm at table or table at farm. Timmermeister owns Kurtwood Farms on Vashon Island, where he makes and markets cheese from his herd of Jersey cows. The former restaurateur hosts dinners now at a large table at the farm, and by all accounts, they are magical events for the guests. I haven't had a firsthand experience. For Timmermeister and his crew, these magical events are really about work. Months and months of hard work. He chronicles it all in his new book. It's called Growing a Feast. And Kurt Timmermeister, we appreciate your taking time from what sounds like quite a schedule to come into the studios.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I love being here.
Kurtwood Farms, you've owned for about 20 years?
21 years, 1991.
Have you always hosted feasts?
I have some bad news for you. I did the dinners for many years, and now I don't do them.
Not at all?
Now I write books about the dinners.
So no.
Now you get to read the book about the dinners, but you don't actually get
ever.
It's very rare. Once in a while.
Too much work?
You know, now I do it for six friends on a Sunday afternoon.
What was the intent behind
On a very little level, it was to pay the mortgage. I mean, and that's what it did for about 6 years.
So it was sort of like the transition between running a restaurant
right.
and running a farm?
Absolutely. I had owned a restaurant for 18 years, Café Septième, and I thought I hated every bit of it when I quit. And what I realized was there was a lot of it that I really loved. I loved taking care of people and hosting people and making beautiful food and the best parts of owning a restaurant. I was happy to get rid of the other parts. So I created this little dinner club at the farm where 20 people would come every Sunday and have a dinner that was made entirely from the ingredients that were grown on the farm.
Almost entirely.
Very close. The ones we would buy in our flour, sugar, salt, pepper, coffee beans, and wine, of course.
I was laughing. You thought you would plant walnut trees and make walnut oil?
All right, so I made some oversights in the, you know, ideas there. There are walnut trees, and we get, you know, 5 pounds a year, maybe on a good year.
But you do get butter, which you can cook with.
I make extraordinary butter, yeah. Sadly, I can't sell it, but it's really remarkable. I mean, we have these beautiful Jersey cows, 13 of them. They make beautiful, beautiful milk. Now it all goes to cheese, but occasionally we'll pull out, you know, 5 gallons of cream and make some butter.
Well, I have to say, I went and bought a round of Dinah's cheese, which is brie-ish, camembert-ish
right.
type of soft cheese,
yes.
essentially. It was really yummy. I didn't have to twist anybody's arm to eat it.
No, not at all.
You don't make a lot with 13 cows. I mean, how much of this can you actually make?
We actually make a lot of cheese. I mean, relatively speaking. I mean, we probably make 400 of those a week, and then we make a cheese called Log House. We make that, you know, 5 of those a week, and we make Flora's cheese and so on.
So you are now a cheesemaker. That's how you survive.
That's what
that's
the farm
business.
Running. Yeah,
it's not. You are not a farmer in the sense that you're selling kale or
no. I tried that.
You didn't like that?
I don't really like kale enough to be excited about it. I love cheese. Like I love cows. It works well, and I enjoy it.
But that wasn't the original intent.
No, I thought I'd grow vegetables. Yeah, that lasted like 2 years. That was kind of bad.
I'm talking with cheesemaker,
yes.
Kurt Timmermeister, cheesemaker and writer. And the sense you get when reading Growing a Feast, mm-hmm. which is your second book, the first one was the story of growing the farm. It's
right.
called Growing a Farmer, is almost relentless work. It's maybe not relentless. Maybe that's too harsh. But you and your helpers,
right.
the folks that you hire, your crew, work hard.
I think they all do, and hopefully I do as well. I didn't think of it as drudgery, though. I really love it, and I like making great food. And I think the point of Growing a Feast was to say food is involved. And it's complicated. It involves lots of different people and different skills and different equipment. And a tremendous amount of backstory goes into sitting down and having lunch today.
Well, this is everything from how you make the tomato cake that
right.
you serve people at the end of the meal to sort of how the little cow that becomes dinner is
right.
born.
Absolutely.
I think.
Yeah.
That cow.
Boy.
The boy cow.
Yeah.
Boy the cow, because you don't keep them if they're male.
No. They don't have a lot of value to me. And we only have so much land. It's very limited. So we keep it all for growing females.
Did you know that you would love cows and milk?
No. I started out with sheep and pigs and cows and goats and da-da-da-da and chickens and all kinds of stuff. It's a great process to whittle it down, and now I love cows. And I like the scale of them. I like the volume of, you know, just how big they are and what they act like. And I can relate to them, and I like them, and it works.
So you told me the sad news about the regular farm feasts not being regular anymore.
Right.
What don't you miss a little bit of that restaurant part of your life?
Yeah, absolutely. I like taking care of people, and I like doing that. I'm actually opening a retail store in Seattle in October, so that'll take up some of it, I suppose.
A retail cheese store?
Cheese and ice cream and farm products and stuff. Kurt Farm Shop.
With ice cream made from your cows?
Yeah. It should be good. That's what I'm working on now. But that's like October.
I just have to ask. I'll go back to this a second. Yeah. What you missed, but as I understand it, only half the herd is giving milk at any given time.
Yeah. We got a few months to figure this out. Yeah.
But you need a few more cows.
I need a few more cows.
Do you have the land for that?
We're getting better at using the land. And
20 acres-ish now?
13.
13 acres?
Yeah. Unless I find some more by October.
Are you planning really sort of the empire of Vashon?
No, I like the farm that it is, and I like to do it as efficiently as possible and to get to the people as well as I can. I also like writing books, and I like talking to people. Like I like doing that. I'm talking at Town Hall tonight.
With Dan Savage.
Which with Dan, I like that. I like communicating with people and answering people's questions about farms and food and where it comes from.
What do you think the thing is that we most don't understand about farms?
It's really hard to make food. I think that's in a sentence. And although it's not what most people think, I think food is really cheap. I think we should pay more for food. I think it's for really good food. I think it's involved and it's complicated and it's hard to make extraordinary kale or cheese or beef, and it should be paid for so that it's great.
You studied cooking in France for some part of your life. Do they pay more in European countries for good food?
Boy, I think so. I think you pay a higher percentage in Europe. They have, you know, better health care, though, so they don't pay for that out of their pocket. So it's a different system, but I think they pay more. I think we pay a little bit. I think one thing that's sad here is that we have this belief that cheaper is better, and I'm completely against that. I think more expensive is usually better, and a better quality, and is better for you, and is raised in a better quality.
In these years that you've transitioned from restaurateur, from chef to cheesemaker, what have you learned about yourself?
Oh, boy. What have I learned about myself? I don't like to work alone. How's that? I like people around. So now I have people that work for me, and it's much more pleasant. When you're talking about a great deal of work, what was hard was when it was just me milking cows. And at the time, I just sold milk. And that was really hard.
It's a little hard
to work alone.
So that's what you learned,
like
that you're a social creature?
Yes, I love to. Yeah. And now there's enough people around, and there's stuff going on. There's always people making cheese and taking care of the cows and
so
packaging cheese.
People are going to read this and want to come to a feast. I'm just telling you, you published something called Growing a Feast.
I know.
Is the door closed permanently on that?
For making the dinners, most likely. I mean, I usually have an open house every year. I do that. It's hard. I grew out of it. The challenge of being able to produce food 12 months a year was extraordinary. And then once I accomplished that, it wasn't quite as interesting.
Well, you can read about it, and I guess you just have to drool or eat the cheese or the ice cream next year. Kurt Zimmermeister owns Kurtwood Farms on Vashon Island. His new book is called Growing a Feast, The Chronicle of a Farm-to-Table Meal, and he will be at Town Hall tonight in conversation with the Strangers' Dan Savage. And I have to say, that Dinah's cheese is pretty darn good. It's The Record on KUOW.